And I just want to start off by first thanking the Rotary for having me this year. This is the second year I've been able to give the State of the County speech, and I'm very excited to give you an update. But I'm also very excited about the Rotary Club and what you do for our community and how important you are as a service organization. So we truly appreciate all the work that you do with all the different organizations that make our community so strong. And I do have some few introductions too, so bear with me here for a second. So there are many elected officials here tonight. In fact, I think we probably should say who isn't an elected official. Might be a little bit quicker. But we do have several. Some are here right now. Currently, we have my Vice President of the Board of County Commissioners, Commissioner Greg Hartman, who was mentioned earlier. Greg, thank you for being here. Commissioner Todd Fortune is supposed to be over here, but he is actually at a transportation summit right now over at Union Terminal trying to figure out ways to spend our money. No, I'm teasing. I'm kidding. Second, we also have with us our County Auditor, Dusty Rhodes. Dusty, thank you for coming. We have our County Clerk of Courts, Tracy Winkler. Tracy, thanks for being here. And our County Coroner, Dr. Sammarco. Thank you for being here, Doctor. Our County Recorder, Wayne Coates. Wayne, thanks for coming. And our Common Pleas Judge, Ted Winkler. Ted, thanks for being here. But we're not done. We have our contingency from the City of Cincinnati, Vice Mayor David Mann. David, thanks for being here. Council Member Charlie Wimber was going to be here. I don't think he's made it yet. And then we have also Council Member Amy Murray in the back. Thank you, Amy. And Council Member Kevin Flynn was also going to be here, but he hasn't made it yet. One name not on the list is State Senator Bill Seitz, who's joined us today. Thank you, Bill, for being here. And from the beautiful township of Anderson, we have two trustees, Anderson Township Trustee Russ Jackson and our newest trustee, Andrew Pappas. So thank you both for being here. And from Silverton, we have Council Member Mark Quarry. Mark, are you with us today? There you are. Thanks for being here, Mark. And last but not least, from the beautiful city of Deer Park, we have Council Member Charles Tassel, who's with us today. Charles, thanks for being here. So I'm very excited. I do want to make a couple other introductions. I'm very blessed to have with me today both my wife, Jana, and my mother, Janine, who are here. Thank you both for coming today. And also for my staff who's here as well. Lenita, Gina, Dick, Ed, thank you so much for all you do. I wouldn't be able to get all this done without you. So thank you for all your hard work. Moving on to the excitement of the State of the County. And I'm here today to say that the State of the County is moving in the right direction. It's continuing to be strong, even though we are facing challenging times. Last year I was here, I gave three focus areas that the county was going to work on in 2013. And I want to recap them for you. The first one was in regards to maintaining and managing our key infrastructure throughout the county. The second one was dealing with strong financial management and responsible tax policies. And the third was dealing with how are we going to expand and encourage and eliminate any barriers to economic development. And we're going to continue to focus on these three policy areas as we move into 2014. The first one is in regards to managing our key infrastructure. Back in last January, we conducted an initiative to look at all the buildings that the county owns, and specifically, the first phase we focused in on was those buildings downtown. It was our facilities master plan that we were looking into. Because just as any business in Hamilton County, when you're going through different times and you become more right-sized as we have in Hamilton County, you have to figure out how you're going to effectively utilize your assets. And the county owns quite a bit of buildings. Downtown, we have 7 buildings we utilize. We own 6 of them. The courthouse, county administration building, 800 Broadway, Justice Center, Alms and Depke, William Howard Taft. And then we rent one for the Board of Elections. And so with this campus that we have downtown, we're looking at how we can utilize it more effectively because our workforce is about 1/3 of what it was a few years ago. We have reduced over 1,700 employees. We literally have empty cubicles and empty floor spaces in our building. So what we wanted to do was to say, how can we effectively utilize those assets, be able to use that space, And if we're not using it, then sell it off and get rid of it, because we're just paying for the maintenance on it. And as you can see here, our average life of these buildings is over 100 years old, and our yearly maintenance cost is $13 million. Now, trust me, I have an old house in Glendale, and this winter has been killing me. It's very expensive to keep up all the different repairs on old buildings, and that's exactly what the county's facing with our campus downtown. And so what we've done now is we've had an opportunity to look at phase two. And in just a few months ago, you've read in the paper about how we were given an opportunity to get the Mount Airy facility that is owned by the Catholic Health Partners, and to be able to utilize this centrally located, as you can see, geographically and almost population-wise, it is in the center of Hamilton County, that we can utilize this facility with 70 acres and over 500,000 square feet of space, and also over 500 free parking spaces, by the way. 500 free parking spaces. We can utilize this campus as an opportunity to truly transform how do we deliver services to the citizens of Hamilton County. And with that, I want to thank John Fishball, who's here today from Catholic Health Partners. John, please give our sincerest thanks to the folks at Catholic Health Partners for this donation. Because, John, honestly, you guys are giving us an opportunity that's once in a lifetime. And so the first order of business within this new facility, our first priority, is to create a state-of-the-art crime lab and a new facility for our coroner's office. And I want to thank our coroner, Dr. San Marco, for her passionate advocacy in getting this through. And we will work together to make that crime lab, a state-of-the-art crime lab, one of the best in the nation. So thank you, Dr. San Marco, for all your great work. So with this 500,000 square feet facility that we have over Mount Airy, we have an opportunity to change our face of county government. And not only, like we just talked about, of the regional, of the first crime lab, the state-of-the-art crime lab that we want to put in there, but we also want to look at putting other types of departments in there. And the Sheriff Neal is one that we're working with to possibly utilize taking some of his offices at the Justice Center and moving them out to the Mount Airy campus to give more room for him over at the Justice Center. Well, we're also working with our colleagues over at the city and working with the city of Cincinnati to see if there's any functions that the Cincinnati Police Department could be able to utilize in this Mount Airy facility. And then also we're looking at our own departments, in particular our building and planning and permitting department, and trying to locate that centrally so that we can help with development projects throughout Hamilton County. So instead of having to come all the way downtown to get your permit signed, that we actually have an office out in the geographic center of the county to be able to encourage development and be able to eliminate those barriers. And then finally, we're also looking at other opportunities that we might want to put into this facility. As I said, it's 500,000 square feet, and it truly gives us a chance to be able to offer county services more conveniently and easier for our citizens to get to. Another key infrastructure in Hamilton County is, of course, our Metropolitan Sewer District. And as many of us in the room understand, that when we get our water bill now, it's typically more of a sewer bill. And that's because of the rates that we have to pay in order to complete the projects of the federal consent decree we're in with the Environmental Protection Agency. But also, there's just a lot of upkeep and operation for the Metropolitan Sewer District. And just this year, we've had a couple of developments. The first is we've hired a new director from the county of utility oversight, and that is Mr. Dave Meyer. Dave, if you want to stand and be recognized, we want to thank you for your work in helping us trim the budgets that we have over there. And these are massive budgets. If you look at the slide, we trim our operating budget from $230 million down to $210 million. And we've trimmed our capital budget from almost $290 million down to $211 million. That's a $98 million savings that we went and really David and his team and the rest of the county administration dug into to make sure that we're effectively utilizing those dollars. Because, folks, you don't pay MSD by income taxes. You're not paying them by sales taxes. You're not paying them by property taxes. MSD is paid by the rates that you're paying in your bills. And so when we have to go and do these projects, it's affecting families and businesses in Hamilton County in a most traumatic way. And in order to keep our late rates low, we have to keep our costs low. And this pie graph that you see down here on the side, Almost half of it goes to debt service. That's just paying interest on the loans that were taken out to do these projects that we have to do to fulfill the consent decree. And we're not alone. There's other cities across the nation that are doing the same thing. St. Louis, they're going to spend about $4.7 billion to fix their system. And they're going to put a big dig in, a big tunnel. And we also have Pittsburgh. They're looking at between $2 to $3 billion to fix their sewer system. So with these massive amounts of projects that the EPA is forcing upon communities to undertake, it's costing ratepayers a lot of money. But I do want to point out that the Metropolitan Sewer District has done an outstanding job of coming up with other ideas. Because within the consent decree, the EPA wanted us to build this massive tunnel. I mean, a massive concrete tunnel that was going to collect billions of gallons of stormwater. That tunnel was going to cost us over $500 million. That's a half a billion dollars for a tunnel that was going to be underground that nobody would see. But instead, the Metropolitan Sewer District came up with an idea of doing something different, an alternative. They're going to daylight a stream down in South Fairmont, the Lick Run, and actually put in grasslands to collect the water. Because if you collect the water, you don't have to pay to treat the water. Instead, it's being put back into the environment. That project is going to cost us about $244 million. That's a savings of $250 million to the ratepayers. And I just want to thank the director of the Metropolitan Sewer District, Tony Parrott. Tony, please stand. Thank you very much for your leadership on this project. Last year, I showed this slide. I call it the mountain slide. This is the amount of money that we're going to have to pay in order to fix the sewer system per the federal consent decree. It is about $3 billion. In today's dollars, it's probably about close to $4 billion that we're going to have to pay. But what I keep saying is, in order to keep the rates low, which in this tract, you're talking double-digit rate increases every year for a very long time. And what we've been able to do at the county is keep them to single digits. 5% last year, 6% this year. And with these projects, such as the Lick Run one that I just talked about, we were able to reduce that mountain by $400 million. I love this slide. You're going from here to there, just in 1 year. And that is the great work that I said that our administration has put forward in trying to come up with different ideas, different out-of-the-box thinking to create solutions that don't cost as much money as the big digs that you're seeing in other cities. So again, it is something that's very imperative upon us that in order to protect our families, our businesses in Hamilton County, we have to keep our costs as low as possible. And that brings us to our other focus area, which is regarding strong financial management and responsible tax policies. You know, last year, we passed a budget at the end of the year that was almost about $200 million, just a little over $200 million for our general fund. And folks, for the past several years now, that general fund amount has decreased over $70 million. So just like businesses and families in Hamilton County who have to live within their means, so does Hamilton County government. We can't spend what we don't have. We're not Washington, D.C. We can't go print money in the basement. We can't go borrow money from China. We have to spend what we bring in. And so I want to applaud the administration. I know Minister Christian Sigmund's here today, along with John Brueger and their staff, for doing a fantastic job and making sure that we live within our means. And it's difficult. It is difficult. We are leaner. We are right-sized. 1,700 employees less. We've reduced our budget, $71 million. It's the right things that we have to do to keep Hamilton County moving forward in the right direction. And with that is also responsible tax policies. So we have a property tax bill that you've just paid in January, which is always a painful process. But if you really break down your property tax bill, out of the 100%, only 18% of it is controlled by the county commission. The other 80%, over 80%, is actually done by school levies or your local jurisdictional levies or the parks and libraries. So we try to do as much as we can with as little of your property tax money as possible. And so as you see on the chart to the right, our actual effective rate of millage has decreased over the past year. We used to be the third lowest, now we're the second lowest. And we're continuing to keep working our tax policies to make sure that we are not burdening the citizens of Hamilton County. And in fact, I want to thank our Tax Levy Review Committee. This is a group of citizens that volunteer their time to review all of our property tax levies Make sure they're at the right taxation amount. Make sure that the services that are being provided are being done effectively and efficiently. And I want to thank the chair of that TLRC, which is Mr. Tom Cooney. Tom, you're here today. Thank you very much for your leadership in doing that. It's all volunteer. So putting all the pieces together, and this is focusing on our third focus area in regards to expanding, encouraging, and eliminating any barriers to economic development. And first, I just want to say, it's not government's job to create jobs. It's not what we're supposed to do. What we're supposed to do is to eliminate those regulations and burdensome tax rates that are stopping folks from businesses moving here, from expanding their business because it's too expensive. I mean, that's why it's so important with our property taxes and so important for our MSD rates to be as low as possible, because we're competing not only against the other counties in southwestern Ohio, but also the counties in Indiana and northern Kentucky. So we are very blessed to have some great partners who we work with at the county in order to help out with our economic development. And the first is our Hamilton County Development Corporation, HCDC. And I want to thank David Main and Harry Blanton and Pat Longo. If you guys could please stand and be acknowledged for your great work that you've done on several fronts. They have three different components. The first one is the business incubator. As you can see, it was ranked the number one business incubator in the state of Ohio. You know, just this past year, it contributed to $17 million in new revenue for Hamilton County. And then also they help out with economic development opportunities. They were working with Coleraine Township in the redevelopment of the Northgate Mall. That's a $16 million project. And then also they help out with small business administration loans and business loans. So just here, just the two of those offices combined brought in a whopping over $100 million of new revenue to Hamilton County. And that's just the type of partnerships that we knew. It's a nonprofit organization that helps us out and do the job of retaining businesses here and trying to expand them as best we can. Another aspect of our economic development policy is looking at our strategy. And this year we are going to pass our comprehensive economic development strategy that kind of sets out our toolbox, so to speak, our tools that we're going to use in order to expand economic development and trying to come up with those policies that aren't going to be burdensome on businesses, but actually will try to encourage businesses to move here and to expand who are here. And so we'll be moving forward with this strategy in the next couple of months, but I just wanted to bring it to everyone's attention because this will set how Hamilton County and our strategy for encouraging economic development. And another big partner is our Chamber of Commerce. The Greater Cincinnati Chamber of Commerce this year is going to celebrate its 175th anniversary. And I know we have Matt Davis, who's here representing Chamber. Matt, thanks for coming today. You guys are tremendous. You're the fifth largest chamber in the nation. And just this year, you were able to help us create over 1,600 new jobs. That's $85 million in new payroll and over $100 million in capital investment. I mean, it's these type of partnerships that we work with that the county can't do it by itself. We have to leverage those other organizations, such as the Chamber, HCDC, to get the work done. Another one of those important partners is the Port Authority of Greater Cincinnati. And this year, the port is looking to expand and actually encompass more of the Ohio River. So it's going from approximately 26 miles to 277 miles down the Ohio River. It's going to increase its tonnage from 12 million to 50 million tons. And it will be one of the top 10 ports in the nation. And with that, the Port Authority can bring more businesses, more opportunities to the Greater Cincinnati area in order to help encourage economic development. And also, the Port Authority has been a great help with us on our land bank that Hamilton County has put out. And we are very grateful for all the support they've given us. Another exciting economic development is our banks project. This year, we had a couple of new exciting items. First off is parts of the Phase 1A project were actually sold off by the developer, and the county actually made money. We actually made money from the banks project. You know, I can remember when I was on Cincinnati City Council 10, 15 years ago, it was the mud hole. It was the big mud pit. What is it going to do? What are we going to do with this? It actually made us money, folks, this past year. So, I thank the administration of the county, and actually we have a new executive for the banks project. That's Mr. Phil Beck. Phil, if you could stand and be recognized, thank you for your leadership. because it is such an important project that we want to make sure. And this year we have high hopes to kick off phase two, hopefully sooner than later. And of course, it's all exciting to be down there when it's opening day, which is only a few weeks away, March 31st. Another partnership we have is with the 3CDC. We have a great building called Memorial Hall. It's located in Over Rhine by Washington Park. It's kind of a couple doors down from Music Hall. And this is owned actually by the county, and it's been kind of sitting there, languishing, trying to figure out what we're going to do with it. And the Memorial Hall Society, along with 3CDC, came forward to say, hey, let's put a plan together. Let's try to renovate it, reprogram it, be able to get some historic tax credits to make this gym shine again for Hamilton County. And I want to thank the folks over at 3CDC and for all the volunteers of the Memorial Hall Society for really making this a reality. And you're going to be seeing a lot of new programming coming out of there and a lot of excitement that I think is a testament to such a great building that we have. And it's, oh, thanks. And it is exciting. It's very exciting. And then it's not just all about the three policy-focused areas that we're talking about. And it's all about infrastructure. It's not always about budgets. And it's not always about economic development. But Hamilton County is also about helping those who are in need. That we have portions that we deliver services through the county departments, and one of those is our Hamilton County Jobs and Family Services. And our director is here today, Maura Weir. Maura, we just want to thank you for all the great work that you do for Hamilton County and for our citizens. They touch thousands of families every day, either through the foster care system, adoption, through assistance with Medicaid and supplemental food assistance. Those programs are so vital to so many of our citizens that we just truly appreciate that all you do. And their budgets have been cut. And their workforce has been cut. But they're still able to get out there and get the job done that we need to do in order to support our citizens who are in need. And along that line, I want to highlight one program. And this is called the HEMI program, which is the Higher Education Mentoring Initiative. And this is something that my fellow commissioner, Greg Hartman, established a few years back. And I want to thank Greg for his leadership on it, along with Jobs and Family Services and the University of Cincinnati, Cincinnati State, and the Great Oaks Vocational System, for working with our foster care teens who are aging out of the system and then not sure what they're going to do. And so they match these 52 teens with mentors and are able to work with them to graduate from high school, 100% graduation rate, and over 60% of them have actually gone on to pursue post-secondary education. I mean, it's just another outstanding opportunity for us to really focus on those folks to get them on the right path after they get out of the foster care system, to be able to go and get a career, get a job, then be able to be successful. And I want to thank Commissioner Hartman for your leadership on that. Thank you so much, Greg. So Greg, next year when you do it, you got to have a picture of me. So, also, another very important partner that we have is our Southwest Ohio Region Workforce Investment Board. And this is an organization that uses federal money and state money to go and work with our citizens to be able to give them opportunities through training, through job placement. And today we have with us the director of that, Sherry Kelly Marshall. Sherry, could you please stand and be recognized for all of your great work? You've had a banner year. You've won two national awards, one from the Workforce Boards for the Excellence Award as well as for the Excellence in Workforce Development. It's a tremendous testament to the great work that you're doing for our citizens in Hamilton County. So thank you very much for being here today, and we appreciate all the great work that you're doing. And finally, government can't do it all. I'm of the thinking that government can't be all things to all people, that we have to rely on our citizens and others in order to really make our community successful. And I think that's a testament to the Rotary Club and to your motto of service above self. And to me, that's something I wanted to recognize last year and created this Helping Hands Award. Actually, it was my wife's idea. She's like, you know, if you're going to get in politics, and if you're going to be going and doing parades and festivals and taking us all over the place, you have to promise me one thing. I said, okay, what's that? We're not supposed to make promises as politicians. She said, you got to promise me to help as many people as possible. That what you're doing, either at City Hall or at the county administration, that you're really out there to make our community better. And I said yes. And so with this, I want to recognize those people, those businesses, those corporations who are actually helping make our community better. In this past year, we recognized Frame USA for the Fill the Truck program. We recognized the Aubrey Rose Foundation, as well as America DS, for the work that they're doing within our community. And today, I'm honored to recognize our newest recipient of the Helping Hands Award, and that's the Nehemiah Manufacturing Corporation. Dan Nyer is here today, and I just want to thank you, Dan, for your leadership and what you're doing in transforming lives in our community. It's a manufacturing company that was created back in 2009 down in the West End, and it's an opportunity to bring folks, especially those from reentry who are coming out of the prison system, to have a second chance. For those who don't have a job or are trying to learn job training skills, to have an opportunity to get a job and to learn something that's going to improve their lives. And so, Dan, I want to thank you for all your leadership and what you've done for our community, and congratulations on this award for this year. Thank you. So in closing, believe it or not, it was pretty short. I was trying to, I'm supposed to give questions afterwards, so. But in closing, I truly believe that Hamilton County is moving toward a bright 2014. We'll have our challenges, but we have lots of opportunities. We have an opportunity to truly transform how we're going to deliver services to our county citizens. We have an opportunity to truly transform Hamilton County and making it a great place to live, work, and raise a family. And with you and your help and everyone else involved, we will make Hamilton County the best place in America. Thank you very much. God bless you all, and God bless Hamilton County. Thank you. So if you have any questions, I'm open for questions. Yes. I see our city guys just left. I'm teasing. They actually have a meeting, so I'm just giving them a hard time. They actually have a council meeting at 1:30. It's a very good question. It's one that we're trying to work with, because with this amount of work that we're getting, this $3 billion to $4 billion worth of projects, there's a lot of opportunities there to say, how can we help out local businesses? How can we help out local citizens to get job skills in order to do that work? And the basic dispute is the city and what they passed as the operators of the system, we can't enforce as a county government because they violate the Ohio Revised Code. The Ohio Revised Code says we can't use geographic preferencing, so we can't say only Hamilton County or Cincinnati firms can get the work. We can't force mandatory apprenticeship programs, so that's within that responsible bidder ordinance. So what we have right now is basically a legal question of which law should MSD follow? Should they follow the city's law or the county's through the state of Ohio? And so that is a legal question that will have to be decided in the legal process. And so that's what we're going through right now. I know members of the Cincinnati City Council and the Mayor Cranley. We all want the best for our region. So it's not like one answer is wrong, one answer is right. It's a matter of who is actually the operator of the system, who's the actual owner of the system and sets the policy. And so that's what we're going to figure out, and we're hoping to get an answer here within a short period of time. But again, it's going to have to be decided in a judicial process. Any other questions? Okay. You know, my wife said, she's like, you're going to get asked about the stadiums. Are you ready? So the stadium situation, it's a very, right now, honestly, for the first time in a long time, we have a five-year plan that has the stadium fund stabilized. And what we're trying to do every year is to make sure that we keep our cost of running stadiums as low as possible in order to make sure that we can get the property tax rollback. Now, what part of that is working with the teams. So both the Reds and the Bengals have actually been helping us out because they understand our predicament. I mean, they've seen the slides. They know our budget. They know we have 1,700 less employees and $70 million less in our general fund. So actually working with them and coming up with different solutions for cost sharing has been very beneficial for the county, because in some of the leases, as you know, we're on the hook to pay anything for something. So, and able to work with those different teams, we can be able to actually save money and not have to go out there. But currently, we're in those processes. It's all negotiations. It takes a lot of discussion. But I think from the, I'll say from the Reds organization, they get it. They understand it. They've been working with us. And I think the Bengals organization is just starting to understand that too. And they've actually been doing things over the past couple of years to actually help out Hamlin County. So, and we'll continue to do that. That's the only way we're going to have to go forward in that process, working together. Yes, sir.
The elimination of the Ohio estate tax puts a lot of pressure on our townships and other municipalities to kind of cooperate and work together to save money. Are you seeing that happening from the standpoint of any of them working more closely with Hamlin County to get shared services?
Absolutely. We are, and in fact, the City of Cincinnati is one of those partners we're working with. Amy Murray, who was just here, her committee is actually working on those shared services with the county to come up with those ideas of what are those different processes, you know, from our planning and permitting processing of co-locating that. Because right now, if you want to get a permit to do some building, you have to go to the, if it's in the city and in Hamlin County, you have to go to the city's office and then drive across town to go to the county office. So if they were co-located together, you just have one-stop shop. So it's those types of ideas that we can utilize in order to save money for developers, save time, and make it more efficient. So, and the same goes for other types of departments. Vital records is another one that we've been talking about. Also, the lawyers. If you go over to the courthouse, you'll see a city lawyer, you'll see a county lawyer in the same trial room. Why don't we just have one? They're representing the same case. Why just have one lawyer there? So it's those type of ideas that we're looking into to say, how can we save money for not just, you know, the city of Cincinnati, but any municipality or township in Hamlin County? Dr. San Marco. I already talked about you, so... That is a great question. So currently right now, we're doing our due diligence. So we thank John and the Catholic Health Partners for the donation, but at the same time, we need to make sure that we do our due diligence in regards to environmental studies and all the like of what we're signing off on. That's happening right now. That should be hopefully accomplished within the next few months. After that's the deal signed, I'm guessing it's probably going to be a year or so for the build-out to take place. So my hope is somewhere by 2016, you'll be in there, if not soon. But that's, again, my just kind of what I would hope. So the sooner the better. Any other questions? Well, I just want to, again, thank you very much for your time today, and thank you for your interest in the Rotary and what you guys do for our community. You truly make it a great place. Thank you so much. God bless.